Okay, my name is Sergeant Sparks. It is, Saturday? Yeah, Saturday, the 14th of October. It's now about 10 o'clock. I'm at AMR with interviewing him in regards to the officer-involved shooting that occurred this evening on Avenida de las Plantas and Montgomery. Can you spell your, or give me your last name and spell it for me, please?
Last name is
and your first name is
correct.
Okay. And you are a paramedic or
correct.
For AMR?
Correct.
Great. How long have you been working for AMR?
Just over 2 years now. Maybe 2 years and 2 months, 2 years, 3 months-ish.
Okay. And how long have you been a paramedic?
About the same amount of time, a little over 2 years.
Okay. And are you on duty tonight?
Yes.
Okay. What time did you come on duty?
I came on duty at the station 07 o'clock a.m. this morning.
7 this morning?
Correct.
And what time did you get off work?
7 a.m. tomorrow morning, Sunday morning.
Okay. Were you on duty tonight when you folks received a call to respond to an incident on plant or on our Avenida de las Flores and Montgomery?
Yes.
Can you tell me how you became aware of that?
We got dispatched through our fire dispatch. They responded to us in the fire department to a shooting on Avenida de las Flores, across of Montgomery. We responded code 3 to that address, notifying FCC that we were en route.
Okay. Do you recall what time it was that you got that call?
I do not. It was in the evening sometime. I don't remember the exact time.
Okay. And were you given any more information on it other than it was a shooting?
We're told that law enforcement was on scene and that the scene was secure.
Okay. Were you told anything about the initial dispatch of how many victims were involved or
no.
Anything like that?
No.
Okay. So that was the total understanding that you had when you first were dispatched?
Correct.
To that scene?
Yeah, well, all we were told was gunshot victim, PD on scene.
Okay. And when you arrived, and we'll get that time, that arrival time through your office records, correct?
Correct.
Okay. From what direction did you arrive?
We proceeded northbound on Montgomery, and then made a left turn heading westbound onto Avenida de las Flores, right at the corner, pulled up and stopped right at the house, right at the scene.
And who, when you say we, who was we?
My partner and I.
Okay, and who's your partner? And which rig were you guys working tonight?
Paramedic Rescue 445.
Paramedic as
sure.
Well?
Yes.
Okay. And when you arrived, what do you recall seeing initially?
Initially saw one firefighter by the front door of the residence. We walked up, I exited the vehicle. The residence was on the driver's side of the vehicle I was driving. I exited the vehicle on the driver's side of the vehicle, my partner grabbed our carry-ons, our medical bag, and our cardiac monitor. She came around the vehicle. We both proceeded up to the front of the residence. There was one patient on the ground, on his back. The fire department was already on scene assessing the patient, starting to treat the patient, and a few more, I think one or two other firefighters had come up with their medical bags and their supplies as well. The victim was laying on his back.
The male victim?
Correct, male victim. Caucasian laying on his back. Noticed hands were behind him. We lifted up his shirt, saw multiple, what looked like either penetrating wounds to the chest and abdomen, and one down the on the thigh of each leg.
Do you recall how many?
I counted five. That were visible penetrating wounds. I don't know if that was both entry and exit, or which one, but I counted five penetration marks.
And where were they located?
I counted the lower part of the chest and the abdomen area. The way the patient was lying, and the way that the other my partner and the other fire department personnel were, I didn't have very good access to his upper torso or head area.
But you did see five, what you recall to be five penetrating wounds to his lower chest, upper abdomen.
Correct.
Area.
Correct.
Okay. And you said something about another wound?
It looked like there was a an entry and exit wound to his upper left thigh area, as well as a an open abrasion to the left shin area. And the injury to the shin looked more consistent with a scrape or a tear, not a penetrating injury.
Like an abrasion?
Yeah, it was rather deep, and there you could see muscle and ligament, but it was more a tearing or shearing or cutting, not a ballistic type injury.
Okay. And that, which shin was that?
That was his left shin.
Okay. And was this person conscious when you...
Patient was unconscious. Initially there was no respiration, no chest movement. Upon further examination, there was no heartbeat, no pulse, no spontaneous breath sounds. The fire department started to perform artificial ventilations on him. We put him on our cardiac monitor, and there's no cardiac activity visible on our cardiac monitor. At that point, we, in conjunction with the fire department paramedic, initiated paramedic level treatment. Paramedic put a tube in the throat to secure the airway. My partner and I both put needles in each side of his chest to open up the airway or the airspace in his chest to relieve pressure in the chest. The fire department paramedic, a different fire department paramedic, started an intravenous line in his neck.
Are all of those standard procedures that you implement for a victim that's in this condition?
For a condition like that, for a traumatic condition, yes.
Okay. What did you do after you did all that?
We did a total of two rounds of cardiac medication on scene, two series of the medication, epinephrine and atropine, which were consistent for the cardiac rhythm the patient was in. Placed the patient on a backboard to just facilitate moving him onto our gurney. Placed the patient on the gurney, transported him to the back of our ambulance, and transported the patient code 3 to Children's Hospital with my partner and two fire department paramedics in the back of the rig performing paramedical care.
said these treatments that you gave them, the medication you gave them was epinephrine?
Epinephrine and atropine.
Atropine.
Yeah. Atropine sulfate is the...
Okay.
And those are both protocol drugs for this county for the cardiac rhythm that the patient was in.
And again, was all of that prescribed protocol?
Yeah.
For a patient in this condition?
Correct, yeah.
Okay. Were you in contact with the hospital?
We made contact with Los Robles Hospital on their recorded base station line as per our policy and procedures. Notified them that we had a male. At that time, we were guesstimating his age between 50 and 55. The information we had, just basically that he had suffered multiple gunshot wounds. Told them we established an IV, an advanced airway, and bilateral chest decompressions, and we're going to be in our other facility here shortly. We notified them we hadn't transported yet, and then we were in route to package him and get him ready to go. And then if we had anything else, we'd recontact. Base contact was made by one of the fire department paramedics. Looks it over the our standard recorded line to the hospital.
Is that something that's usually done as well, the fireman contact? Or
in this area in Thousand Oaks, since we run with the squad and they're county recorded paramedics, we've got a report that whoever gets to the phone or whoever's more accessible, either us or them, they're capable of making a call in just as we are. It just happened that the paramedic that was doing the call in had his hands free at the time he wasn't giving direct patient care. And he was closest to the phone and had easy access to it to call him while we were performing advanced paramedical care.
Okay. Do you know the name of that paramedic that made that call?
I do. He's on squad 3 on shift tonight. I want to say... I don't know off the top of my head.
Okay. But it was your understanding that that person is a paramedic?
He is a paramedic, correct.
Okay. From the time of your arrival and the administration of the care that you provided on scene until the time you loaded this patient up onto your ambulance and left, how much time expired?
12 to 15 minutes.
And I assume that you took the most direct route to Los Robles Hospital from the scene?
Correct.
Which would be what?
We followed Forest down to Moore Park, turned south on Moore Park to Jans Road, made a right turn on Jans, and directly to the ambulance bay, to the ER.
Okay. And just off the top of your head, I realize that your records will reflect more accurately how long it took you to get to the hospital, but how long do you think it took?
4 to 5 minutes, maybe.
Okay. And upon arrival at the ER, what did you do?
Upon arrival, I pulled into the ambulance bay, came around to the back of the ambulance to assist the crew in back. We brought the patient out of the back of the ambulance, went into the ER. They were waiting, one of the trauma rooms for us. They had the physician and all the staff there waiting for us. Brought him in, transferred him from our gurney onto their bed, gave a report of what we had done to the staff there, assisted with cutting what remaining clothes the patient had on, which was a shirt and a pair of underwear. Cut those off the patient.
You did that?
I cut the underwear and the shirt off at the direction of one of the ER nurses. Mm-hmm. And at that point I left the trauma room with the patient and the care of the ER physician and the trauma nurses.
Okay. Did you have any more hands-on contact with the patient?
No, not with the patient.
Okay. Did you brief the physician on what you knew to be the condition of the patient at the time?
I briefed the physician as well as my partner and the other firefighter paramedic was on scene as well. All gave the reports of what we had seen, what we had done for the patient.
So, correct. Is the firefighter paramedic
he's a firefighter paramedic.
Accompanied you on your rig to the hospital?
Correct. There were two firefighter paramedics, one of which did the call into the hospital, and the other firefighter paramedic. He's working on the engine on this shift, but he is a firefighter paramedic.
So he accompanied you to the hospital?
Correct.
And there was another firefighter that also accompanied you to the hospital?
Correct. There was a total of the patient, my partner, and then two Ventura County firefighter paramedics in the back of the ambulance and out to the hospital.
And the other one, you don't recall his name?
I do not recall his name, okay. Alex, and he's the one that made the base call.
Okay. Do you recall who the physician was that you briefed?
I do not.
Okay. And did you witness any of the treatment that occurred at the hospital by the hospital staff, the attending physician?
I noticed that the nurses were attempting to start another intravenous line. They had taken over bagging the patient, and they were putting them on their cardiac monitor and their automatic blood pressure cuff and all of their monitoring equipment. One of the nurses started another just quick head-to-toe assessment just to make sure that anything we might have missed or just to make sure that there was nothing else that we hadn't seen. And then one of the nurses requested that the handcuffs that were on the patient be removed to ease in
the treatment.
Correct.
How was that done?
The handcuffs were removed. There was a deputy in the room that provided the key, and the handcuffs were removed, and the key and the handcuffs were returned back to him.
Did this deputy accompany you to the hospital?
He was in his own vehicle behind us.
Okay. A single deputy?
A single deputy at that time, correct.
Okay. Did you see anything being done to this patient at the hospital that you hadn't witnessed before for treatment of a patient under similar circumstances?
No.
Okay. Have you participated in the treatment of gunshot victims in the past?
Yes.
About how many times?
Four, maybe five.
Okay. Have you ever responded to a situation where a patient was shot by law enforcement in the past?
Yes, once.
One time?
Yes.
Okay, where was that at?
Oakland, California.
Is that a response for you guys?
No.
How long ago was that incident in Oakland that you referred to?
Probably 2 years ago.
Okay. And did the patient succumb to those injuries or did survive the injuries?
The patient survived.
Okay. How long have you been a paramedic?
Just over 2 years.
Okay. When you were involved in this Oakland shooting, were you a paramedic?
Yes.
Okay, so that was at the beginning of your career as
Correct.
A paramedic? Okay. What service did you work for then?
It was your AMR as well.
AMR? How long have you been working for AMR here locally?
Almost a year. I've been here since end of October, first part of November of last year.
These other 3 to 4 shooting victims that you responded to in the past, what kind of shootings were they?
They were involved when I was active duty with the military. I was a corpsman with the Marine Corps.
Okay. Were they combat type injuries, or were they training type injuries?
One was a training injury, and the others were combat.
How many were combat injuries?
It was 2 to 3. There was one injury that we weren't sure if it was a ballistic injury or a puncture, shrapnel, something.
Okay.
Type wound.
Where were these combat injuries? Where were you when you treated these combat injuries?
We were over in the Gulf.
In the Persian Gulf?
Correct. Okay.
How long were you a corpsman with the Marine Corps?
Going on a total of, it was probably 10 years now between active and reserve service.
So you're currently a reservist?
Correct.
How long were you active?
About 5 years.
And you're active reserve now, or?
Correct.
So you were active for 5 and you've been active reserve for about 5?
Correct.
So it was you and that responded to this call in your rig?
Correct.
And did any other AMR, was there any other AMR personnel responding to this?
I don't know if any other responded. They were dispatched to this. We were the only ambulance and AMR crew on the scene of this call.
Okay. Did you have a supervisor?
We do. Supervisor.
Did he respond?
I don't know. I didn't hear the radio report, but once we exited our vehicle, there was a lot of chaos on scene between law enforcement trying to secure the scene and us and fire trying to get supplies and such back and forth, so I didn't hear the radio.
Okay. Do you recall seeing at the scene while you were there?
I did not see any other AMR employees on the scene, etc.
How about at the hospital?
I didn't see him at the hospital. I saw some other AMR employees from other, other calls, but not at the hospital.
Okay. So you folks, you and the only two from AMR that actually went to the scene.
Correct.
And were involved in any of the activities at that scene.
Correct.
Do you know if this patient has survived or not survived?
Patient was pronounced dead at the hospital. I don't know precisely how long after we arrive and transfer care to when they pronounce, when the medical director, the doctor pronounced the patient. I don't know what that time frame was, but another day.
So was it, your understanding was the doctor that pronounced death?
Correct.
Okay. Were you present when that happened?
I was not.
Had you guys already left the hospital?
We were still at the hospital, and the ambulance been cleaning up our ambulance and getting our gear back in order and reached out and getting ready for the next call.
Okay. Do you recall overhearing any conversations by law enforcement officers at the scene about what actually happened?
Not by law enforcement officers, no.
Did you hear any conversations or any dialogue from anyone else regarding what occurred?
We heard some dialogue at the scene of the hospital between ourselves and a couple of the firefighter crew members. Just some speculation as far as the events that had transpired.
So when you say speculation, what do you mean?
We just, nobody seemed to have an exact, this is what happened, that's what happened. A lot of it was, oh, I heard this, oh, I heard that, kind of hearsay, rumor back and forth between what had happened on scene.
Okay. Do you recall any of the conversations in that regard?
One of the conversations was that the patient had been shot by law enforcement after brandishing a knife. One was that the patient had been shot by a female on scene after brandishing a knife, and then the third was that the patient...
By a female, meaning a...
A female civilian, non-law enforcement personnel on scene, and then the third was that the patient had been shot by both the civilian female and law enforcement at some point on scene after brandishing a weapon.
Now, all of these proposed explanations for what occurred were conversations between you and who else?
The Ventura County Fire Department paramedics.
Okay, the two that accompanied you to the hospital?
One of which that accompanied to the hospital. The other one, which followed up in the squad, he brought their vehicle in to pick up his partner.
Okay. So no one had a clear understanding of what actually happened?
Correct.
Okay.
the only thing we knew is the patient had been shot, and that was it.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Other than what you've already told me, did this patient have any other wounds or trauma?
The patient did have what looked to be bilateral, both arm fractures between the wrist and elbow on both arms. I couldn't get a very clear look. The patient was restrained with handcuffs behind his back, and he was laying on his back when we found him. Prior to placing him in the back of our ambulance, one of the law enforcement officers provided us with a handcuff key, and we undid the cuffs. There were two different set of cuffs, one on each wrist, that were cuffed together. Undid those and recuffed them together the same way in front of his body, so that he had one cuff on each hand from a different set of handcuffs.
Mm-hmm. And then the cuffs themselves were...
The two unused pieces were clipped together.
Okay.
At that point, I noticed that the left arm in between the wrist and the elbow didn't look like it was angulated. That would be a pretty sure sign of a fracture. The right arm, I didn't get a very good look at it. There was some blood and abrasions to it, but I couldn't tell if that was from an injury to the arm or just blood from other wounds he had on his abdomen lower torso.
Okay, so the left arm between the elbow and the wrist appeared to be broken?
Correct.
And the right arm?
The right arm looked like it had some injury to it, but again, I couldn't get a a very good look at it. Like I said, I couldn't tell if that was from blood that he had from other injuries that just happened to be on his arm, or if it was from injury to the arm itself.
Okay. And you spoke of some other injuries that you saw. What were they?
There was just the what looked like projectile injuries to the abdomen, and then the ones to the left thigh, what looked to be an injury and exit wound. And then the like shearing abrasion, deep abrasion wound to the left shin, right about the mid shin between the ankle and the knee.
Okay. And to your knowledge, was that the extent of the injuries that you saw and were aware of?
That I saw, correct.
Not aware of any other injuries?
Not that I saw, no.
Is it possible there may have been other injuries that you're not aware of?
Yes.
Is there anything else that happened or that you experienced that we haven't discussed that you think would be important in having an understanding of and evaluating this situation?
The only thing, when you first got on scene, we were talking about law enforcement. Probably 3 to 5 minutes after we were on scene, one of the deputies came over and told us at that point that the house was secure and that everything was okay. Up until that point, we were under the assumption that the scene was secure and had no idea that the sheriffs were still searching the house for whatever they were searching for. So, other than that, that was the only other thing, was being notified that yes, everything was secure and that law enforcement had the scene controlled.
Is there anything else you want to tell me, or?
Not that I can think of.
Okay. Do you have any questions of me at this point?
No.
Well, then we're done with this interview. It's now 10:25.